You know, of all the carnival desserts there are in the world, I think the funnel cake is the best, hands down. No, really. Think about it. Funnel cake on its own is more savory, to the point where you can eat a lot of it but not feel sick. Unlike cotton candy or regular cake, you can put ice cream on top of it when you want, which is utterly superior to ice cream by itself. And you can put all kinds of toppings on it too. Oh? You think that makes funnel cake more of a dessert canvas and less of an actual dessert? You're so funny. I've never heard anything like that in my entire life. You were actually kind of right, though. It's more of a platform that elevates other desserts, but on its own, it's pretty plain. It's like, the bread of dessert. Like, I wouldn't call it bread, my favorite food. But I love all the things that bread is in, like sandwiches and burgers and stuff, of course, but also like, breadcrumbs. Think of all the things breadcrumbs go into. You can even coat things with them and, you know, deep fry them. I can't believe this. We're having a deep existential discussion about funnel cake right now. I needed a good laugh. If I'm being honest with you, I almost dropped out of the state today. Oh, no, not because of you. Not at all, I mean, you seemed like such a sweet guy when we would text. It was just like... I'm dealing with a lot of things right now, and... I didn't know if going along on a date would really cheer me up that much. But I was wrong. This has been the best night I've had in a really long time. No, really. I'm not just saying that. I really mean it. I mean, the carnival is such a great date idea. I've been on so many awkward movie dates where the guy tries to subtly stretch and put his arm behind me. And then the rest of the night is super awkward because there was that one part in the movie where people kiss and then you panic and excuse yourself to the bathroom and panic some more in the toilet stall trying to figure out what you're gonna say to him when you get back. And maybe you should just wait there until the movie's over, but maybe... Sorry. You get the idea, though. Not that I'm speaking about one particular experience or anything. Just... like, that's how I assume a bad date would go. This was so much different. And you were so much different. Seriously. You're funny and cute and a hell of a skee-ball player. I mean, jeez. If we hadn't run out of tickets, we probably could have walked out of there with one of those huge teddy bears. But I mean... kid. Did you have a fun time too? I don't want to gush about how much of a great time I had if you didn't. Good. Good. Sorry, I just had to check. I have been told by past dates that I'm a bit too much. I mean, I know I can get really excited and happy and kinda loud. I ask because you seem like a really quiet and introverted person. Which is no problem at all, believe me. I actually love shy boys. It's just, I wasn't sure if someone like you would like me back is all. Oh, I see. You were just nervous because this was your first date ever? Wow, okay, well, I gotta say, you're a natural. I hope I didn't cause you too much anxiety. Really, I'm not hard to please at all. And you did so well. Hell, as soon as we started warming up to each other, I felt like I'd known you for years already. That kind of chemistry, it's hard to find with other people. But we just clicked. Like, instantly. And the rest of the night just flew by. All jokes aside though, this was a wonderful date. And you're such a wonderful person, I almost don't want to end the night here. Well, I suppose it doesn't have to end here, does it? Why don't we take this party back to my place? Then we can have the real